right, is from the Department of Horticulture at Washington State University, and he is here today speaking about fennel. Yes, he was here on time.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So, good afternoon, everyone. Seems now we have more audience than speakers. It's a little early in the afternoon, so which is a really good time for me to start my presentation. So I'm Yao Mu, was with Dr. Carol Miles in Washington State University, and today I'm going to introduce you a really alternative cropping United States called Bob Fennel. And so we're going to identify Bob Fennel cultivars suitable for production in Northwest Washington area. Okay, worse. Fennel is a cool weather perennial plant, and as a vegetable, it is growing for its bulbs. So you can use it for salad and cooked dishes, and it can add a unique flavor to the food. It also has some healthful benefits. It is part of the Mediterranean diet, and it can help digestion and have some diuretic benefits. It can also improve the flow of mother's milk. So for production, Italy produced 350,000 tons per acre, France nearly 7,000, and Switzerland around 3,000 tons. Well, there's little research about Bob Fennel has been done in the United States, and so it's really hard for the producers to get some recommendation or guidelines. And in Northwest Washington, the commercial production for Bob Fennel is less than 10 acres. So there's a potential to increase the demand for Bob Fennel. So our research is done in Mount Vernon, which is indicated as a red dot on the map, 1 hour drive from Seattle. Sicily in Italy is one of the main producing areas for Bob Fennel in the world. Mount Vernon, so we make a comparison of the climate in Mount Vernon and Sicily. I label the data of Mount Vernon as yellow and Sicily as blue. Here you can see the average temperature in Mount Vernon is 14 degrees Celsius, and which is really close to Sicily's 13 degrees Celsius. And the total precipitation during the growing season, Mount Vernon is around 300 milliliter, which is a little bit lower than Sicily is 379 milliliter, while Sicily has 7 growing seasons, which is 1 extra growing month than Mount Vernon. Now, Mount Vernon has 6 growing seasons, so that's why they have a higher precipitation, which is acceptable. The objective of this project are evaluated yield and quality in Northwest Washington of commercially available Bob Fennel cultivars. Our field located at Washington State University, Mount Vernon, Northwestern Washington Research and Extension Center. So the picture shows some of the fennel seedlings after 85 days from seedling. So this experiment uses a randomized completely block design, and we have 4 replications. All the 13 Bob Fennel cultivars available in United States market in 2017 were tested. So we use a rest bed with double rows and 20 plants per plot. The distance between the plants 20 centimeters, distance between the rows 30 centimeters, and the distance between the beds 3 meters. So we just want to make some space for the plants to make bulb. The experiment has been done in 2017 and is repeating in this year. Here are some schedules of how I do the transplanting. We seeded the fennel seeds in the trees of the greenhouse and then cultivated for a month. So before the transplanting, we apply base fertilizer and shape the beds. You can see here, shape the beds and use a plastic black mulch. And also the tree plants buried under the mulch. So then you can do the transplanting, and after you transplant the seedlings into the field, you need to irrigate the field 3 times per week, and each irrigation event going to take 1 to 1.5 hours. And after transplanting, we still need to apply a supplemental fertilizer during the middle of the growing season to assist the plants to make bulbs. Data collection part. So we record the number of days from seeding to the first harvest, and also the total number of bulbs harvested from each plot. And we selected 5 bulbs from each plot randomly to measure the quality. So like weight, wet diameter was measured, and also branching, basal cranking, and internal cranking were evaluated. I'm going to give you some more details later. And also we test tenderness and total soluble solids. So the left 2 pictures shows how I measure the width and the diameter. Basically, I just land the bulbs harvest from each plot in the row and measure the total width, and also same to the diameter, and then we calculate the mean. The upper right picture shows a bulb with internal cranking. Here you can see there's the empty part in the core. The lower picture shows a bulb without internal cranking. Internal cranking was directly as absent or present. Then for basal cranking and the branching, so we use these 2 scales to evaluate the basal cranking and the branching. So the basal cranking was graded from 0 to 5, and the greater number, the more obvious basal cranking you can see. So zero means no basal cranking was observed from the bulb, pretty clean. And 5 means the base crank is really obvious and the bulb's not marketable at all. And so for branching, similar as base cranking, if branching is graded at 0, it means it's pretty clean. And 5 means 2 obvious and not marketable at all. And then I'm going to give you my preliminary results from 2017. The left picture shows the bulb funnels after we harvest them. And the right picture shows how I measure the quality of the bulbs. The first chart is the number of bulbs per hectare. Finale has a higher yield potential than all other cultivars. Turo has the lowest number of bulbs than others. And you probably found that we just have 12 cultivars here, because one of the cultivars called Rose cannot make any bulb in our field. So average bulb weight, as long as the weight of the bulb is over 300 grams, it means it's marketable. So except Florence, Zephyrhino, and Perfection, all other cultivars can reach a marketable size. Emergency rate and days to first harvest. So the emergency rate was measured 2 weeks after seedling. The average emergency rate is around 85%, which is pretty good. And the data of days to first harvest from the company, you know, labeled on the seed packet is between 65 days to 85 days. While in our research, we found in Mount Vernon the growing days is between 133 to 148 days. For bulb shape, Genesee and Prolaudio has a larger width than other cultivars, and Orizio has a higher risk than other cultivars of basal cranking. While there's no significant difference were found in diameter, internal cranking, branching, tenderness, and total soluble solids. So we have our conclusions, depends on our research in 2017. So Northwest Washington can produce marketable fennel bulbs, but there's no difference in bulb quality due to the cultivars. We're gonna identify certain cultivars grow well in Northwest Washington after we've done the research in this year. I would like to thank to Ed Strinstra and Caroline Kelly Smith for their help in this project. And also, I would like to thank to the funding support from Emergency Research Issues and Northwest Agriculture Research Foundation. Thank you so much. I'm glad to take any questions.
Do you have an idea why the number of days to harvest was so much longer for your study than it was on the seed packet?
Yeah, so actually, you know, when the seed oh, yeah, so the question is, do I have any ideas why the days, the growing days from companies make a really difference as what we have, which is pretty much more longer than the company's data. So actually, when the company do the, you know, the measurement for the days, they probably do direct seeding and we do transplanting. So that's one of the difference. And the second thing is, we test the experiment in Northwest Washington, and it varies in different areas. So so maybe, you know, that's one of the two reasons. Okay. Yeah, thank you, Carol. Yeah, please.
Did you encounter any diseases during any of your trials within the fennel?
No, we don't have any disease, but we have some, like, aphids and a little bit weed issue. Yeah.
Thank you very much.